Well, the killing of the young teacher while out for a jog along the canal in Tullamore has angered men and women, young and old, up and down the country. Thousands came onto the street for vigils and made calls for new legislation and a change in attitudes to sexual harassment and violence. While legislative change is promised, my next guest believes there also needs to be more practical changing of the culture and of norms, and she has developed one such project to do this. In a moment, I'll speak to Professor Louise Crowley from UCC, but first I heard from UCC students who've completed Professor Crowley's bystander intervention program, teaching students to identify and call out inappropriate behaviour. I spoke first to Ty Connery, a final year psychology student, who told me why he feels men should learn about the effects of certain behaviours or words.
It's very important, I think, that we as men are aware of these things. You know, it's not all men, but it's enough men, and it's too many men. Like, I came from an all guys school, and in an all guys school, you know, comments are made, as you can imagine. You know, no one is 100% innocent. Comments are made, attitudes are formed. If you're coming up in that kind of an environment, that becomes the norm for you. You know, and it's about shifting these norms. It's, you know, saying, you know, actually, the way you're behaving there isn't okay, or that way of thinking can be very problematic. Here's why. You can change someone's life very quickly by sexually offending. It's not okay.
And what did you learn from the program?
I would have thought of sexually offending behavior as, you know, rape, sexual assault, groping. But you realize, you know, the importance of, you know, of language, you know, how big an impact the meaning language can have on people, you know, just staring, wolf whistling, sexual assault and sexually inappropriate behavior can take many different forms. So that was one thing. I suppose the other thing that we learned was how to intervene. Something like asking someone what time it is, or just saying hello to somebody. Letting people know that they've been seen, that somebody knows about their situation, can often be enough to diffuse a situation.
So I'm Saoirse English. I'm originally from Waterford, but I've been in UCC for the last 5 years. I remember when I did the programme at the time, it was a compulsory module for the first year incoming college students. And it was discussed that this maybe should be pushed back to secondary school level. But over the last 3 years since completing the programme, it needs to be pushed back right to primary school level, I think. And even in the workplace, it definitely can be implemented, and it's definitely the biggest step towards the right direction of trying to solve this problem or even change it.
Now, I don't know if you're even back at college yet, but are you noticing more conversation around this over the past few days?
Definitely on social media, the conversation, even I've noticed more men or any of my male friends, they're posting a lot more about what men can do and how they can start this conversation, which unfortunately, it's given the situation, it's not the time you would like to see it. You'd like to see it consistently throughout the year or whenever it happens. But definitely the last few days, social media has just been plastered from males and females of what to do, how to start this conversation, how to go in the right direction.
UCC students Saoirse English and Ty Connery on that bystander intervention programme. Professor Louise Crowley from UCC, welcome.
Thank you, Carol.
Well, a number of male students signed up to do that programme during the week. Is that encouraging?
Yeah, so our bystander intervention training programme at UCC is available to all of our students and staff right across the campus. It's an online programme that takes about 2 hours online, followed by an in-person workshop where the participants reflect. And male and female students and staff do sign up for it voluntarily throughout the academic year. But this week, sadly, for the worst of reasons, we've seen a spike in sign-ups. And on Thursday, we had 30 new sign-ups, which would be a significant number on a daily basis, but 25 of those sign-ups were men, and that would be against the normal trend. And for me, I suppose it's a real indication of what I think and what I sense is a real appetite for meaningful change and a real desire from people that they get the opportunity to do better and be better. And we in UCC, we are trying to ensure that all of our students and staff have the opportunity to have that education and to develop the necessary skills.
Now, a recent national student survey found that 29% of female students were raped during their college years, but most didn't report this as a crime because they didn't see it as serious enough. Can you understand that?
Yeah, I mean, in the first instance, that's a horrific statistic to think that so many of our third level students experience, you know, significant assault, but in this context, rape, the most traumatic of incidents that undoubtedly will not only impact on their academic experience, but their life. I mean, that is a life-changing experience. But to think that they are of the view that it wasn't serious enough to report is horrifying. And it speaks to me to the lack of understanding of what unacceptable behaviour looks like right across the spectrum. To say that somebody was raped but didn't think it was worth reporting speaks to the normalisation of sexual violence and also to the lack of understanding of what that looks like. And not only are the women who are the victims and the men of these assaults not recognising the significance of the incident, but it also speaks to the inability of society generally to recognise unacceptable behaviour. And for me, that is the real fundamental flaw in our ability to progress this the prevalence of societal abuse, because we are unable to recognise smaller incidents of abuse, and all of which are unacceptable. And if we cannot recognise the severity and the unacceptability of abuse in whatever form, we will never know to step up and speak out. So really, in the first instance, what we need to do is we need education, we need information, we need to develop people's understanding of the range of these forms of abuse and their absolute unacceptability. And we need to provide forum for people to make these reports so they feel safe in making these reports. And another reason that people do not report rape and other forms of sexual harassment and violence is because of the stigma that's attached, the rape myths that exist in our society, the victim blaming that exists, and also the fear of the criminal justice system and what happens when you make that report.
And we heard there that a new domestic violence initiative or gender-based violence initiative is on the way. We heard the Taoiseach to say that a lead minister should be designated for this new strategy. What needs to be in that in order to help women to face into the criminal justice system?
Well, firstly, I'd like to absolutely welcome the statement of Minister Varadkar, the commitment that we will have a dedicated minister to address the whole range of challenges that we need to deal with in the context of gender-based violence and violence against women and broader issues of domestic and intimate partner abuse. This is crucially important if we are to provide the comprehensive response that is needed. I very much welcome this new strategy that will be published by Minister McEntee in the coming weeks. And it needs to provide not only responses to incidents of abuse, but also really meaningful supports for those who are survivors of abuse. We also need to have significant preventative measures. So that involves, to a large extent, education and information. The minister referenced the campaigns that have been developed and rolled out over the last number of years, which are hugely important. But we need to reach everybody. We need to provide the opportunity for those conversations that were mentioned to happen. We cannot presume that the conversations will happen amongst those who need to have them. We cannot presume that the momentum that we have this week will continue. We need to put in place structures to educate and inform people. We need to encourage workplaces, places of education, places of sport, anywhere where people gather and can have these meaningful conversations, they need to be facilitated. So this requires funding, it requires leadership, and it requires enabling those organisations, those sectors, to provide the platform to enable change and to answer that appetite for change, that meaningful change that I believe exists alongside the horrific grief that we're all experiencing, and no one more than the Murphy family and the people of Tullamore. But we need to have action alongside that grief. We need to have change, and we need it now.
OK, and can I just go back to the bystander intervention programme then, which seems like such a great practical idea. Could or should something like that be extended to secondary or even primary schools, just briefly?
It should and it must. I'm already working with secondary schools here in Cork, and in the last number of days, schools from all over the country have reached out to me and sporting organisations to bring this to their students. And as well as that, I think that it needs to go to primary level in an age-appropriate way. It is never too early to learn about the principles of respect and kindness, and also the ability to recognise unacceptable behaviour. But can I also say that we cannot presume that this is only a matter for young people. There is the generations beyond third level education are living in a society where this type of behaviour is hugely prevalent too. So this can very easily be brought to the workplace. It can be brought to sporting organisations and beyond, whereby we can have a new normal right across society.
OK, Professor Louise Crowley, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back with more after the break.